Thank you and good morning. The Coast Guard was called out on Saturday afternoon after three women from the Bay Area who were hiking the Lost Coast Trail called for help. A rising tide had washed out the trail and one of the hikers had been swept into the ocean, suffering cuts and abrasions to her hands. The other two managed to pull the woman from the water, but all three were exposed to the cold ocean water and used their satellite cell phone to call for help. A helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay responded and a rescue swimmer was lowered down. All three women were lifted to safety. The helicopter returned to the airport and the women were treated for any injuries and provided a hot shower and dry clothes by the Coast Guard. Today, the city of Arcata begins a large pavement micro-resurfacing project, meaning that dozens of streets throughout the city will be temporarily closed. Residents should have received written notice and are asked to remove all vehicles from the streets. Driveways along those affected streets will be closed as well. The project is part of the pavement management program made possible in part by the passage of Measure G, which generates funds through a small sales tax increase. City Manager Randy Mendoza explains that the city takes many factors into consideration before undertaking such a project.
Taking a lot of considerations is the traffic flow and safety issues, potholes, just maintenance, what it costs to maintain it. And also we try to fix streets before they get so far wasted that you gotta get down to the base level.
Mendoza went on to describe why the project is necessary.
Once water gets underneath, it lifts up the pavement. So it's actually cheaper if we can go through and seal it and pave it than to wait until it's too late, because then we have to go into the base level and really spend some major bucks instead of just a top coat.
For a map of the city's work areas, visit the City of Arcata's website. And drivers and visitors who want to use the Avenue of the Giants this week should be aware that the road will be closed between High Rock Conservation Camp and Wiat so that work crews can replace a drainage pipe that crosses the roadway. Route 254 will be closed through at least Friday afternoon and will be open over the weekend. Visitors can still access Redwood State Park to the north and south of the work site. And the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in identifying the thieves who stole items from the Tonkin Museum in Willow Creek, items worth approximately $750,000. Deputies responded to an audible alarm at the location on Mayfair Lane and found that 2 3-foot-long ivory elephant tusks, a mounted elk head, a bearskin rug, and a kangaroo rug had been stolen. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Another major marijuana grow was searched last week. Stephen Walker has more.
The sheriff's office served a search warrant on Thursday at a 40-acre property off of Dyerville Loop Road, 2 miles east of South Fork High School, and located two large indoor marijuana grows. Officers seized a total of 2,231 marijuana plants at the grow sites. They also found evidence of illegal trash burning and unpermitted roads across water courses. They also found two large 1,000-gallon diesel tanks directly over a stream feeding into Elk Creek, a coho salmon spawning habitat. Officers from California Fish and Wildlife came to document water pollution as they found dirt and sediment in the creeks. No suspects have been identified at this time, and the investigation is still ongoing. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thanks, Stephen. And the Siskiyou unit of CAL FIRE and the Klamath National Forest has offered up to a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for starting the Salmon River and Butler fires. The wildfires were started on July 31st. They burned more than 37,000 acres and cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Siskiyou Unit Chief Bernie Paul said that they know the fires were human cause and they want to find those responsible. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.